Do you think about making dynasty trades even while watching football games?
Are you thinking of player values when you should be thinking of family values? Then you may have a trading problem.
Don't worry, you're not alone. I am Dynasty Outhouse and I have a trading problem.
And I'm Brian Haar and I also have a trading problem.
Join us for the Trade Addicts podcast, where you can be with like-minded people and talk about everything in the NFL in the context of dynasty trade values.
News and notes, make amends, keep trade buys, all these things we will cover every week.
And don't forget Trade Addicts trades.
So when you're done listening to this fine DLF family podcast, please tune in to the Trade Addicts podcast.
Thank you and enjoy your podcast.
Let the games begin. Let the games begin. Passed out. All my friends went and passed out. So much for the night. Last round for AM lovers. Oh, that's how I come alive. I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people, people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the kid for the win. Let the games begin.
Welcome back to another episode of Dynasty Game Night. I'm your host this week, Matt Price. It's been a while, but I'm happy to be back on the mic with you, John Bosch. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, Matt. Happy to have you back, finally. We finally get Matt Price back.
Yeah, and even when I was back last time, I was playing a lot, so it'll be fun to have you as a contestant again. And speaking of contestants, we have two awesome guests from DFF. We've got Michael Sipes at FF Blitz. Mike, tell everybody about yourself, where they can find your work and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, great. Thanks. Yeah, we work. Jeremy here is also here, you know, my partner. We do the Dynasty Trades HQ podcast for the Dynasty Football Network and DynastyFootballFactory.com. Like you also said, you can find me on Twitter at FFBlitz. And we have a lot of fun with our show, and we're looking forward to having some fun with you guys tonight.
Definitely looking forward to it. And Jeremy Broward at DFF_Madman. How are you, my friend?
Great, man. Thanks for having me along tonight. I appreciate it. As Mike said, also part of our baby, Dynasty Trades HQ podcast. Do a little editing at DFF, not quite as much as I used to. We have a great team over there. And just started writing at Fantasy Pros. So that kind of encapsulates all my Dynasty football fever for now.
Awesome.
Let's go ahead and get this out of the way, that we got the best two parts of the Trades HQ podcast, right?
Shane, I'd like to think so.
Shane did not win, if I remember correctly.
Oh, he didn't? Okay, good.
I don't think so. I don't think he won. I don't remember the episode he was on. I have to look it up, but I don't remember him winning. He might have played against me. If that's the case, he definitely didn't win. So
I don't remember him winning either, so let's be honest. We never expected him to win.
Yeah.
Well,
all right. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, typically he shows up on a lot of these shows without Jeremy and I. So I'm not sure whether he won. Jeremy's like, yep. He does a lot of things without us.
I can't wait till we tell him about this. He doesn't know we're on tonight. We're done.
The next time either John and I are away, then we'll have to have all three of you guys on to duke it out.
That was the goal, but it was taking too long to make that happen. So we just nixed Shane and it all worked out.
Yeah, and then John's the ringer in this game here, so.
Oh, yeah, he is.
He's the new ringer. Last season was a little bit rough for John, but he's really coming to his own in season two. Oh, I should mention, before we get too deep, a couple of things. But number one, this will be the first episode of season three of Dynasty Game Night. The last episode was the final episode of season two, which means the Tournament of Champions will be coming up soon. We've got our list of winners, so we'll be reaching out to you guys to schedule Tournament of Champion episodes coming up in a couple weeks, I guess, really, for the first one, if we can get some people scheduled. So that's the first bit, little bit of business. Number two, just want to remind you guys that we are part of the DLF family of podcasts. Please check out DynastyLeagueFootball.com and the family feed, where you can find all kinds of awesome Dynasty podcasts that actually provide information for you. This one's just for fun. We just play games on this show, but you can check out the flagship podcast, where I also host Dynasty Debates, Dynasty Trade Addicts. We just brought on Devi Owner Manual and Dynasty Owner Manual. So lots of fun stuff on that feed. You can find all of your Dynasty Football podcast feed needs on the DLF family podcast, and of course, obviously the DFF trade Trades HQ as well. And then the last thing, guys, we got three shirts left. That's it. Help us sell these out. John's got three. He's ready to clear out the basement and set up another exercise bike or something, whatever he does down there in the basement.
Brew beer.
Yeah, brew beer.
If only.
But anyway, let's play some games, guys. You ready to play some games?
Cool.
Let the games begin.
Yeah.
Let the games begin. All right. So we have the name game tonight. You guys know that. That one. We also have an ADP Twins versus Trade Value game. This is kind of a trade game, but not really. It's kind of a combination ADP and trade game. I'm not sure we've ever played anyone like this before. Maybe we have. And then the last one, we're going to do what I'm calling Potpourri BS. You know the Jeopardy category, Potpourri?
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you what it is. Usually we play ADP BS, something to do with ADP, or we'll play games played, you know, to calculating number of games played in a player's career. But this one is going to be a little bit different. But I'll let John start us off as always. I assume you want the name game first, John?
Oh, let's start off by having fun.
All right, let's start off by having fun. I'm not sure our other contestants feel the same way, but it'll be fun for me at the very least. I only have five this week, so it's going to be a quick name game. But the theme this week is rookies. So we're going to be talking a little bit of rookies in this name game. You'll have one veteran and one incoming rookie from the 2019 class to deal with. These will be worth 2 points if you get it on the first clue, 1 point if you need an additional clue, and your name is your buzzer. This is an all-play game, so if you know it, buzz in.
So you're going to name one vet and one rookie player at this, or you're going to say something that combines one veteran and one rookie.
Correct.
But so, we have to name both.
And if I say, let's just say I say the clue for the veteran, the NFL player first, that means that player comes first in order. If I say the clue about the rookie first, that's a way to kind of narrow down the answer, I guess.
Sweet. Okay. Cool.
All right. First clue. NFC North wide receiver and Alabama running back.
NFC North?
Okay. NFC North wide receiver and Alabama running back.
This is where the whole pen and paper thing come into place, right?
It is helpful. Yes. Yeah. Do you guys want a clue about the NFL player?
Sure.
Give it a second.
John's working.
I jumped right to sure.
Don't do it yet.
Matt, you know I don't prepare for rookies at all. This is gonna be a bad night for me.
I wanted to give these guys a chance. That was on purpose.
And John, that's so funny, John, because I was afraid with the same thing with some of these rookies. I'm actually out of town during the rookie draft this year, and I traded away most of my picks. If people who listen to our show know, I traded away most of my picks in 2019 this year.
So. I have no auction money, league, so
I say it almost every week.
Kind of punted any time spent on rookies. I have a feeling that I know I kind of know which running back it is, but I can't remember.
I'll give one additional clue for the entire game.
Uh-huh.
None of these rookies are deep players. None of them.
Okay.
Are what players?
Deep. None of them are deep, like deep rookies.
Oh, deep. Okay. Like, all right.
All of these, I'm pretty sure, are going within the first two rounds of a rookie.
Well, see, I.
Oh, John.
John.
John. NFC North, Kenny Galladamian Harris.
That's correct. Kenny Galladamian Harris.
All right.
I had Damian Harris, and I was trying to put that together. Damn.
All right. So
I could not think of the NFL player. I Damian Harris. I was like, it's not Josh Jacobs. That's the sucker answer.
I was on Damian Harris too.
Well, so then, all right. So now I understand the game, because I was trying to figure out somebody whose last name was Damian, because you guys were telling me it's like Wheel of Fortune. I didn't know it was the sound. Ah, dang.
Not always the name. Sometimes it is, but not always.
Just the syllable.
Kenny Galladamian Harris.
In fact, I'll go ahead and give you the clue that none of these have a completely shared name.
Okay, good. All right.
All right.
So John's got two. He had a little bit of a smoke screen there because we were having some conversation, and all of a sudden he just blurted it out.
I said my name.
Yeah. No, I know.
My name.
Okay. Next clue. This is an AFC South wide receiver and an Iowa tight end.
John.
I hate this guy.
Kiki Q.
TJ Hawkinson. That's correct.
We've used Kiki Q several times, I think.
Yeah.
This is rigged.
Wait. So say
this is my best. This is the only game I'm good at. Trust me. When we get to the ADP game, you'll see how bad I am.
I'm just not fast enough. I love plays on words, all those sorts of cool things, but I'm not fast enough. I'm not quick enough to do it like this, man. No way.
Even hearing the answer, I still don't get it. What is it? How is that?
QT. So the end of the end of game.
TJ Hawkinson. Okay. Yeah. It's a good one. It is.
Okay. Next one. Ready? This one might go fast, so get ready.
Oh, no.
An Iowa tight end and an AFC North wide receiver.
What was the division and stuff?
AFC North wide receiver.
AFC North.
So Iowa tight end and AFC North wide receiver.
I should be able to get this. This is ridiculous.
I'm glad that the long spaces are going to be cut out.
Trying to remember what AJ stands for.
I'm trying, yeah.
I don't think it's actually anything that would end in this. I think it's like ant.
You want an additional clue?
Sure.
John?
What? Why does John have to say yes?
Who's Googling?
Kind of all have to agree.
Oh,
yeah, okay. That's fine.
I'm typing. I typed.
I was going to say that was Jeremy typing.
Wide receiver, and then the name of the rookie tight end. But I can look at it and nothing.
No, I'm just joking. Yeah, I'm ready for the clue.
The clue is the player. The NFL veteran plays for the Cleveland Browns.
Oh my God, that's a ringer for these two guys.
Exactly.
I could give one additional clue. And that's not real. It's not
AFC North wide receiver, right?
Like Jeremy should know the.
I know. I think he should know all the Browns receivers. Yeah,
AFC North wide receiver is what you said, right?
But he just said it's on the Browns.
He's on the Browns. The additional clue that I'll give you is that his value just tanked with the Odell Beckham trade.
Yeah, I still don't get it.
I can't think of his name.
Well, I know the receiver, but I don't know the tight end.
You don't know the other Iowa tight end?
Well, I do know it, but I don't know how those two names come together.
Yeah, I don't see how. Yeah, I honestly don't see how that works.
All right. Well, is this a stumper, John? You got anything?
I know the wide receiver and I know the tight end. I just don't know how they come together.
Well, say them together.
Take a shot, Sipes. It doesn't hurt.
Just say it, dude.
If you know the boat, if you know them,
it doesn't make any sense. So I'm probably wrong.
Antonio Noah Fant.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how it says no.
Oh, there it is.
It's Noah Fant, but I mean, I don't know.
Noah
what?
Fant,
how can it be Antonio Callaway?
All right, we're throwing that one out. Because Fant, the last three letters of Fant are the first three letters.
Yeah, I was using the whole
Antonio Brown.
No, and you know what I did? I had them backwards.
Easier ones for people who are not smart.
And I had to
describe the rules again that it does not have to be the entire last name.
All the receivers, and I was going through all four of the top guys, three wides and Antonio Callaway, and I could not do it. I'm like, I have to get this one. I'm a Browns fan.
And I guess the reason I got it wrong is I had it in the wrong order. I'm like, none of these have Noah. Like, the last name doesn't fit into Noah.
All right, let's get to the next one.
Pretty sure I said.
Oh my God, Jeremy, we're not showing up very good.
He gives it to you.
You give me 1 point for having the right two players. I said it, kinda.
All right, our next clue.
Imaginary points all around.
Oh my God.
Damn.
This is a UMass wide receiver.
Got it.
And NFC East wide receiver. And remember, I said the rookie first.
Yes, that was the one.
No shared full name.
Got it.
John. Andy Isabella Amari Cooper.
That's correct. Andy Isabella Amari Cooper. For two more points. That kind of locks it up for John, unfortunately. But we got two more clues.
Unfortunately, no bias.
Oh, my God. Jeremy, we're not looking too good.
let's do
two more just for fun. This next one is, well, I'll save that one for last. This one that I was going to use as the tiebreaker, I think is pretty, pretty easy, so John's going to get it right away.
Oh, great.
We'll go with that one first. The easy one is Oklahoma quarterback and NFC East running back.
John. Kyler Murray, Ezekiel Elliott.
That's correct.
I actually wrote that down as soon as you said what the categories were, Matt.
I bet you did.
I started writing down rookie names, and I was like, Kyler Murray.
We use Ezekiel Elliott so much because
my presence here is unnecessary. So I mean,
we use Ezekiel Elliott a lot because he ends in that nice E word. So I wasn't going to use that one. But the last one is actually just two rookies. There's no veteran involved. So two rookies.
Oh, yay.
Iowa State wide receiver and Alabama tight end.
Hakeem Butler-ving Johnson, is it?
Yeah. Irving Smith.
No. Irving Smith.
Yeah. Hey, I said it right.
Nice work, Sipes. You got two imaginary points.
Woohoo!
Irv Smith. Jeez, I knew it was one of those common last names.
And it's funny, I had Hakeem Butler, but you said it quicker than me. But hey, at least I got the name, Irv Smith.
You got on the board.
Woohoo!
Future Patriots tight end, right?
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
All right, so that's the name. That's the rookie name game. John takes that game. Six to nothing to two imaginary points.
At least I got some kind of points. Even if they're imaginary, I'm happy with that.
All right, John, next game. Would you like Potpourri BS or ADP Twins versus Trade Value?
Fine, let's do the ADP one.
Not the bidding game? The other one?
Yeah, we'll save the Potpourri game for the end.
Okay. All right. So the way this game is going to work, it's going to be a solo play game. So I'll ask each of you the question. I will give you two players that have the exact same March ADP down to the decimal point.
Okay.
And so, then you will tell me which one of those two players have the higher trade value. The higher trade value according to Dynasty Trade Calculator.
Okay, I was going to ask, how can you know that?
And DLF, I just know.
And DLF ADP, I assume, right?
March DLF ADP. All right, so John won the last game, so he'll go first. And we're going to go, this is going to be pretty easy. We're going to go in descending order. I'm not going to jump around too much. I have 12 questions, so four for each of you. We'll just do cumulative score wins. You get it right, you get a point. You get it wrong, you don't get a point. And hopefully at the end we have a winner. If not, I do have a tiebreaker question.
Okay.
So, and then even though trade value is subjective, you're still using the trade calculator as the final and be-all answer.
Correct. Yes. If you say X player has more trade value and you get it right, it's because that number is higher in the calculator.
Okay.
It's not right. Whether or not we agree on it.
Yeah. That's where I was trying to make the difference, yes.
And we have disagreed with the calculator plenty of times.
Many times.
And I'm sure I will as well. Okay.
Yeah. I have a show that kind of centers around disagreeing with the calculator.
Oh, really? Cool.
On the calculator's feed.
That's hilarious. So we're going to use it anyway, so go ahead.
Yep. All right, John. The first set of players are coming in at an ADP of 18.33 overall is Dalvin Cook and David Johnson. Who has more trade value according to DynastyTradeCalculator.com?
This feels like it should be easy, but then I think, is Matt trying to trick me and giving me one that seems like it should be easy? I'm going to say DJ still.
That's correct. David Johnson is at 37.1 and Dalvin Cook is at 29.1.
Oh,
I personally would rather have Dalvin Cook, but
me too.
Really?
Yeah,
I would as well.
I'll take DJ this year.
All right. We'll go to Sipes for this one. An ADP of 58.67 exactly. Mike Williams and Devonta Freeman.
Oh, well, I mean, to me, it's pretty easy that it would be Mike Williams. I don't know about your calculator, but I would go Mike Williams.
That is incorrect. Devonta Freeman comes in at 13.1, and Mike Williams comes in at 11.5.
Which is funny that he said what he said, because I think in our leagues, he would prefer Freeman over Williams, wouldn't you?
No,
you
would at this
rather
point,
have Devonta, wouldn't you?
No? See, okay. See that, and that's the thing. With calculators, it's very impersonal. It's only numbers, and they don't really know the situations. And with these two players, the way I'll just agree with. I'll go with your calculator, but I think your calculator is wrong.
I mean, it's so close. This one is like really like which one you prefer. I mean, we're like 1.6 off really from each other. So it's not a big gap. I would probably take Freeman if I was a competing team, and Williams if I was not a competing team.
It's just kind of hard because we talk about on the show all the time about running backs and wide receivers. And like I said, I could go off on this, but I'll agree with what you say. Go ahead.
It's funny because I was going to say Freeman and just happened to get lucky. I thought it'd be wrong, but that's who I want, would want of those two. So it's kind of interesting how this is playing out so far. And I'll get a question that I won't get right in a second here.
Exactly. I would have liked the other one.
So the next one is going to go to Jeremy, and we're going to snake back actually, because I think these gets harder as far as we go down the chart. So since John had the easiest one first, I think he'll get the hardest one in the second round.
Okay, I was going to say, because you were all the way up in the teens, and then you dropped me down to the 50s.
Yeah. So Jeremy's going to get two in a row here.
Okay.
So this one is exactly an ADP of 72.0. We have Kelvin Harmon. Rookie Kelvin Harmon and Aaron Rodgers, and this is a one quarterback league.
It's got to be Aaron Rodgers. I don't care what the calculator says, and I know it's a one quarterback league, but that's like overall possibly the best quarterback in the NFL and fantasy. So
it is Aaron Rodgers, but barely 13.2 in the calculator versus Kelvin Harmon, just a 12.8, so 0.4 off. So
I cannot wait to talk about trade calculator value on our next show.
We're going to do it. You know it. Yeah, I was thinking that already. Yeah.
Okay. Next one for you, Jeremy. ADP of 92.83 overall. The two players are Mark Ingram and Damian Harris.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. It should be. Go ahead. What?
It's Jeremy's turn again?
Yeah,
we're snaking.
We're snaking.
Oh, okay.
Honestly, it should be. This isn't my answer. It should be Mark Ingram, but for this game, I'm going to say Damian Harris.
That is incorrect. It was Mark Ingram.
That's what I get for overanalyzing, like all of Twitter does every day.
Mark Ingram at a value of 14 exactly. Oh, Damian Harris, 11.9. That's okay, a tough one. I think it depends on team situation. Like, I love Ingram, but I'm not competing. Why would I want Ingram? So,
hey, Jeremy, I think when it gets to John Bosch, it's going to be back up in the teens. We're down here in the 50s.
Sipes, you're up next.
Okay.
You have an ADP of 94.0 exactly.
Uh-huh.
The two players are Robbie Anderson and Anthony Miller.
I'm going to say Anthony Miller.
That is correct. Anthony Miller at 11.9 and Robbie Anderson at 5.5.
I mean, I used to like Robbie Anderson a couple years back, and after everything happened this year. Yeah, I mean, by seeing the trade offers and seeing what comes across our timeline and what people are talking about, especially in the Dynasty community, it has to be Anthony Miller for the trade calculator. So,
and based on the last one,
I got one right.
And how rookie fever works, I'm surprised that Ingram, because I agree that's the right answer. But I'm surprised that Damian Harris and rookie fever hasn't taken on.
People hate Damian Harris, man. They really do. He's just kind of like, he's like that boring, solid guy that's probably going to be
like him a lot.
Late running back two for fantasy or something like that. But people like want the splash plays. You know, I mentioned this on DLF last week on the last week's episode that it's really odd that most people's running back one is Josh Jacobs and most people's wide receiver one is DK Metcalf, and neither one of them have a production profile in college. Like, that's just it's just a weird.
Yeah, they're not number one on my list positions.
Me either. But for most, I think they are.
It is funny with this year's with rookies and John, like we talked about earlier, I traded out of this rookie draft in most of my leagues, and I think John said he did as well. So, but at least with these two guys, hey, I'm happy I got some points. Now I can show my face to my son. He was laughing at me earlier.
You're in second place right now, dude.
Woohoo! All right, now here comes John's. It's going to be like a softball in the top.
Nope. John, here we go. You get two. There's your first one at ADP of 99.67. Royce Freeman and Marvin Jones.
Marvin Jones.
Correct. 9.1 versus 8.4. So just barely hit it. So at the end of...
That was just kind of a shot in the dark, to be honest.
So at the end of round two, we have John at two, Jeremy at one, Sipes at one.
Wait.
Next one for John.
Jeremy got one right? Oh, yeah. That's cool.
Jeremy nice. Thanks for Harmon the there, buddy.
I was thinking of that one with the Damian Harris. I forgot you did too. Yeah.
Yeah. Second one for John, ADP of 116 overall, Austin Hooper and Curtis Samuel.
Oh, man. People hate Hooper, and there's a lot of hype growing on Samuel. I'd rather have Hooper.
Do it.
Yeah, I'll go Hooper.
Hooper is correct.
Oh,
3.6 in the calculator. Curtis Samuel coming in at 3.4, which
gotta be lucky to be good.
I would rather have Samuel personally.
You'd rather have Samuel?
Yeah.
Checking the red list league.
Can I ask you what does your calculator how does it come up with its answers? Where does it get its
not his calculator. You've got to move on.
But you said it's from DLF, so that's why
It's from DTC, DynastyTradeCalculator.com.
I thought you said DLF calculator.
We don't have a calculator at DLF. We do have the Trade Finder, which pulls actual trades from MFL, but no calculator.
The calculator values are intended to be so that if there's a Twitter poll, if you said, would you sell for this value, you know, equal to somebody else of that value or equal to a pick of that value, that the poll will come out 50-50.
Oh.
Trust me, I disagree with a lot of the values, but if you watch a lot of the polls, like if you tweet out where two values are equal, they end up coming out just about 50-50 all the time.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
I understand, and people who listen to our show hear what we talk about with the values of it. So yeah, go ahead. We'll keep going. I just was wondering how it came up with these answers, but go ahead.
Yeah. All right. We're back to you, Sipes.
Okay.
The ADP we're looking at is 123 overall for these two players.
Okay.
Austin Eckler and Tre'Quan Smith.
So I'm going to just keep going with the way I think. And I
worked out so far.
Yeah. I mean, I'd probably rather the way they score the points right now and the way they play right now, you get more points out of Austin Eckler, but the way people talk and the way people think, they want Tre'Quan Smith more than a backup running back. God, I don't know how the other calculator works, but I'll have to say Tre'Quan Smith.
That's correct. 6.1 in the calculator and Austin Eckler 2.9. So nice work.
Thank you.
On the board, 0.2. Jeremy, you're up for two. First one for you, ADP of 147.33. So now we're getting out there. We're well into the 12th round, 13th round here. Justice Hill and Ian Thomas. Ian Thomas is incorrect. 3.1 in the calculator. Justice Hill, 6.1. Remember, we love rookies, right?
Rookie fever.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Justice Hill's going to be good. But yeah,
next one for you, Mike Weber. And oh, sorry. The ADP is 170.17. Mike Weber and Jalen Richard.
Oh, my God.
Jalen Richard.
That is correct by 0.2. Jalen Richard 0.3. Mike Weber at 2.1.
That is so funny.
Sure, that would be the rookie.
I'd rather have Mike Weber in real life.
And you know, it's funny. In real life, I'd rather have Jalen Richard.
Who's your college football team? Just we should probably put that out there.
Oh, is it?
He plays for, yeah. And
I'm really familiar with those players. I have a good batting average with them, too, as far as which ones are going to be successful and not. Well, other Big Ten players too, because I watch the Big Ten a lot. Really, just it's not just that I like Ohio State, but I do.
So you hear it here first. Mike Weber is not going to be successful in the NFL.
Well, you know, and it's
according to you can at @DFF_Madman for that.
And it's funny too, because with the points that you're getting right now, and with that situation over there with those running backs, I'd rather have Jalen Richard right now. I mean, I'll get the points every week from him, but I guess the calculator doesn't agree. Well, but you said, what was it, 0.6? Is that what you said?
0.2 off, yeah.
It's 0.2.
Like basically a point flip, yeah. All right. Sipes, back up for your last question here. ADP of 193 overall, Tom Brady or John Ross? One quarterback league.
If the calculator takes into consideration time and everything, they're going to want John Ross. But I mean, for fantasy wise,
quit trying to calculate the formula.
The only way to answer these questions is to try to figure out the right. I mean, to me, it would be Tom Brady. It would be Tom Brady. You're not going to get anything out of John Ross, but you're going to get points out of Tom Brady. So I would say Tom Brady, but the stupid calculator probably won't.
Are you saying Tom Brady?
Yes, I'll say Tom Brady.
That's correct. 3.7 in the calculator. John Ross at 2.6.
I feel like your questions have been all pretty manageable. Maybe one of them was.
I agree.
I'm just all talking right. It out at least. You know, I don't want to just guess.
It's true. All right. John, you are back up with the final question. And you've already won this 3-2-2, so good luck.
I said 3.
Oh, he does.
Yeah, I was going to say. Too.
Here's your extra point.
But I was going to say, I have 3 points, yeah.
He got Brady, he got Traquan.
He missed
and he got Anthony. Yeah. He got Anthony Miller. You're right. You're right, my bad. You guys both have 3. So, John, you need this one to take it down. Otherwise, we go to the tiebreaker.
Oh, John.
In my head, I hope you miss this.
John, come on,
ADP,
John.
50-50 chance. ADP, 197.17. Ben Roethlisberger. Or Jack Doyle.
Oh my God.
I'll say Ben.
Yeah.
That's correct. 4.5. Jack Doyle, 1.9.
So that was like a softball to John.
He takes the entire episode. We're going to play another game just for fun, but John.
I would take Ben in that circumstance.
I would too. Absolutely. Yeah. No question.
There's one thing I'll say about the mock drafts that we run, that Ryan McDowell runs every month, and he agrees with this. The quarterbacks in those always go far lower than they would an actual startup.
Absolutely.
Like, you're not going to get Big Ben in the whatever that is, the 18th round or whatever.
Everybody wants to show that they can wait forever on quarterbacks.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's what happens with those, especially with those veteran quarterbacks in those mocks. So that's really like the, I would say, the least useful information in those is those veteran quarterbacks.
It's really true. I used to run the ADP department over at DFF, and then we stopped doing it for a while, and they just actually restarted it. But it's always comes that way, especially with people like Ben Roethlisberger and even Tom Brady, where you're going to get those points, but everybody just doesn't do it when they do those mocks.
Yeah. Again, this is potpourri BS. The BS, I guess we're calling them the BS line of games. normally we play ADP BS or games played BS, where we bid on player ADP or games played. This time, however, each of the 4 questions are different category. So first question in this game, John, we'll start with you since you won. You'll start with the bidding here, and then we'll go to Sipes and then to Jeremy and then back to John if it gets that far. The top 10 selling jerseys in 2018. How many of those can you name, John?
Wow. 3.
3 is the bid. Sipes, do you want to increase that bid or do you want to call BS on John?
Yeah. I don't know. You're saying the top 10? 3 seems like it could be pretty easy that he could do it. So if I say BS, then he has to tell you 3, correct?
Yes. And if he names all 3, he gets 2 points. And if he doesn't name all 3, you get 1 point.
Okay. Then I'll say BS.
3? Okay. That's it? You can't do more than 3?
Oh, but wait. I'm confused then. If I say 4, does that mean?
4.
Well, yes, but then I have to name 4.
Yeah. Oh, well, maybe.
Yes, explained the game.
Well, unless Jeremy then bids over you.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, I completely misunderstood. I. Okay.
You can't let John only name.
No. I thought it only had to deal with John. So okay. And, all right. So then I'll say 4. Sorry.
Yeah. Jeremy, more than 4 or BS?
I'm gonna just call BS on Mike. I think he can do it, but I don't know if I can name 5. I think I can name 4, but not 5. So,
all right. Yes. Sipes, give us 4 of the top 10 selling jerseys in 2018.
Oh my God.
How much time does he have? Oh my God.
Oh my God. Well, so I mean, if you got to go by the people, I would say Saquon Barkley is one of them.
Saquon Barkley comes in at number 5.
Oh shit. Oh, wait, no, you said 10. Okay, that's good.
Yeah, 5 out of 10.
Todd Gurley?
Todd Gurley is incorrect. Jeremy gets a point.
Damn it.
Wow. Thank God.
Anybody else want to throw some names out there?
Baker.
Well, I know.
Baker is correct at 7.
Only 7? Wow.
This was pre
Mahomes.
Mahomes is correct at 3 overall.
Damn it, because I was going to say both of those
guys. McCaffrey and Kamara.
McCaffrey
and Kamara are both incorrect.
Oh. So I'm not the only one that would get them wrong. Yeah, I would have.
Like running backs. Is it all you have any,
number one? Who's number one? The GOAT.
Tom Brady,
number one, still the top selling jersey.
I already have a jersey.
Hey, listen, I don't feel bad now because all of you guys got it all wrong.
I could have named 4. I could have named four.
Any other guesses? Okay, Jeremy, give me four. Let's go.
Yeah.
Oh, I hadn't thought far enough, but, you know, Brady, and I'm not looking at anything. I'm just thinking of names, and I was going with rookies and, you know, two-year players so far. Give me a second. I think I can name one more.
But you were wrong already on Kamara and the other one.
Rodgers is not on there.
Yeah. I want to go way out and name somebody that people like, but that you know, isn't that great in fantasy football.
There's only one player.
JJ
Watt. Did somebody say Aaron Rodgers at all?
Aaron Rodgers is not on the list.
What about Odell Beckham?
Odell Beckham is not on the list.
Oh, really? I like the JJ Watt answer. Yeah.
JJ Watt is not on this list. He would have been probably earlier, but all right. I'm going to read off some.
Please
number,
do.
Yes. Number two, Khalil Mack.
Oh, ooh, wow.
IDP, we stands for ideal play.
So Khalil Mack is above JJ Watt. Wow, that's awesome.
He switched teams.
Number
four. Switched teams. That's going to boost sales.
Yeah. Number four that's is true. Elliott.
Wentz is on there.
Number six, Drew Brees. Okay. Number seven, Carson Wentz.
It's all quarterbacks.
All right, number eight, Carson Wentz. Number seven was Baker. Number nine, Dak Prescott.
All quarterbacks.
Okay. I would be very surprised by it. I guess it's Cowboys, so of course it's going to be up there. Number 10, Juju Smith-Schuster.
See,
Juju makes sense.
That makes sense, yeah.
I would take Gurley.
Quarterbacks, jerseys.
I would take Gurley over a lot of those, so all right. I like my
answer. It turns out the break really was where it got difficult. For me, was at three, which John said he could name, and I was confident he could.
Damn.
And then the four, I was like, man, that could be tricky because you might say some wrong answers, and that proved to be true. This is tough.
I got
John
screwed.
I would have gotten my third answer wrong, just FYI.
And
I
see,
gotten the first two, and the third one would have been wrong.
Damn. Yeah, my first three names were on there, Barkley, Mayfield, and Mahomes, but then I was like, and then I was.
But that means I would have got my point then because I said BS.
You would have. Next one, all right. Next category. We'll start with Jeremy on this one since he got that last point.
Good.
Top BS. 10 all-time career earnings.
Career earning? Wait. Anybody in the top 10 of career
top 10
football earnings?
Of money?
Football earnings.
Just correct. Contracts, I assume, right?
It's like how much the money they've actually taken home to the
bank. Oh, they actually took, not their contracts.
Just like the BS giant contract that has like $10 million guaranteed.
So top 10 all time, one person at least in the top 10.
Yep. So how many of those top 10 can you name?
Shit.
I'll give you a hint, guys, because it should be
all quarterbacks.
Anyway, it's all quarterbacks.
Yeah.
You should have said that with the jerseys.
You know what? I'm gonna play soft here. I'm gonna say two. I can name two of the
John,
top 10.
How many can you name?
I'll go four.
John goes to four. Mike,
I'm BS gonna say BS because I don't want to have to say five.
I'll start with. Even though he probably is a little bit older and would have made a little bit more nowadays, but I'll start with Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning, number one overall, 248.7 million career earnings.
Good job.
How about Tom Brady?
Correct. Number four overall at 212.1 million.
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers is correct, 204 million. That's number five.
Matt Stafford.
Matthew Stafford at number nine is correct, 78.28 million. But he's way younger than everybody else in those, so he will probably be number
Stafford's
one.
Total?
Stafford was 178.28.
So I think Sam Bradford's just going to be short, so I'm going to cross him off and knock
four already.
Him.
So you already
I already won.
Keep going, sure. Go keep going.
No, I'll stop there.
Anybody else got a guess?
Yeah, maybe.
What is it, Jeremy?
Drew Brees.
Drew Brees, number three at 221.7 million.
Big Ben's probably close.
Big Ben is number seven, 187.28 million.
So
has Rivers gotten up there yet?
Rivers is number six at
So was he
all the quarterbacks that have been around for a while and got
there? Number two, number eight, and number 10.
Was he right about Sam Bradford? I mean, he's stolen so much money out of everybody.
Yeah, that was
you said number two, eight, and 10 are still.
Matt Ryan?
Matt Ryan is number eight at 178.7.
Wow, so who's going to
be the biggie?
One of them is number two is still sort of in the league, and number 10 is not in the league anymore.
Sort of in the league. And two is sort of in the league.
That's kind of a joke. He's in the league. He'll be a starter probably in 2019.
Oh, Joe Flacco.
Incorrect.
Oh, really?
Eli?
Hey, Eli?
Yeah, I said Eli. Hey, I said it. I said Eli.
And two. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Sorry, I missed it.
Yeah, I said Eli right as you did.
Let's try to guess 10.
He retired. Let's see. I think he retired 2 years ago. I'll say 2 years ago.
You know, I don't know.
It might have been 1 year ago, but I think it was two. He played last. He was drafted by your team. Well, your ex team, John.
Oh, Carson Palmer.
Yeah.
Palmer, 174.15.
No. Wow. All right. I would have guessed him.
Yeah. Two categories
That's
left.
A lot of money, and I don't think he ever won. Did he ever win a playoff game in Arizona? Did he win one out there?
I don't know. I'd have to look that up.
So Peyton and Eli were 1 and 2. Wow.
Yeah.
That family's doing all right.
Yeah.
Combined sure nearly $500 million.
They are getting by.
And what does the third brother do for a living? I don't remember.
But didn't Mike Trout just sign some guaranteed $430 million contract by himself? He's already made like almost
for his second contract.
That's crazy. Wow.
So insane. All right. Two categories left. These are a little bit more play oriented, I guess we can say. So John got that point. This next category, John, is the top 12 rushing touchdown active leaders.
Wait, I heard some keyboards going.
No, I'm 12 rushing TDs active leaders. I'm in my notepad. I promise I'm not going to cheat at this. Yeah.
Cheating at this show is.
I mean, you'd have to be a knucklehead to cheat at. I mean, I really want to name four.
What's that?
Four.
I'll start at four.
So we'll go back. We'll go the other way this time, Jeremy. Four more than four or BS on John.
Yeah, I'm going to get stuck answering five. Yeah. If I say five, I'm going to call BS, and I'm going to have to do it anyways.
You don't have John all. You guys are letting have John all to have all the fun. This is.
I'm having a lot of fun.
Top 12 rush. Yeah, I'm having fun too. Top 12 rushing touchdowns, active leaders. And how many did John say he's going to name? Four? That's his magic number. Oh, man. I'm sure he can name four. And I'm not sure I can name five. And Sipes knows that probably. So.
All right, John, give me four names.
He called BS.
I think this is kind of easy, to be honest.
Calling BS on me at four?
Yep. I don't know. I'm actually thinking about my five now. I'm trying to make it because you said we have time to answer, so I imagine I have time to make
Stalin.
I'm actually typing names in right now.
Which means you're cheating.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to see. If
oh,
I
you
have,
mean you're on your on your pad?
This is why we use.
I'm trying to see if I can do four or five. Mike,
a cheater.
That's not, I'm typing names in. I'm just gonna call BS because I don't know if I can do five.
All right, let's start with LeSean McCoy and Frank Gore.
Though that's number three and number four. Frank Gore at 77. LeSean McCoy at 69.
Yep.
Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon Bell is correct. He is number 10 with 35.
Wow.
Okay. Number 10 with 35?
35.
Oh, well, then Todd Gurley, Melvin Gordon.
Yeah.
Todd Gurley, 46.
Yep.
Melvin Gordon, not on the list.
What?
But you had already said five, so it didn't matter.
Yeah,
I feel like Melvin Gordon has more than that just over the past 3 years, right?
It's just rushing.
Just rushing.
I mean, I guess I probably could have done that, but
you would have.
You didn't say already, and they're old guys.
You guys even got number one and two.
How about DJ?
Peterson, Lynch, and Gore.
DJ is incorrect. You said Peterson is correct.
Peterson.
Number one. Marshawn Lynch, number two at 84. We've got
Blunt. Does Blunt?
LeGarrette Blunt, 56.
Did you say Frank Gore?
Yeah, he said Frank Gore.
Yeah, Lynch, Peterson, and Gore. I had those guys down. Damn.
And you said AP.
Mark Ingram has 50. He comes in number 8.
And you said AP was number 1, right?
Peterson is number 1 by a large number.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely.
Man, I should have taken a shot at that. Oh, well.
What about Devontae Freeman? He's been around for a while.
Freeman is incorrect. There is one non. You guys are missing 5, 7, 11.
Oh, holy crap.
Is it one, like a Tom Brady?
With no, those one there is rushes? One non-running back on this list. Okay. I think he should be able to get it pretty easily. He had like 16 his rookie season.
I'm assuming a quarterback then.
Was it RG3?
It is not RG3.
Who had 16 rushing touchdowns in his rookie season? It wasn't a wide receiver.
I might be off by a couple there, but it was definitely above 12.
Oh, okay. Well, I was trying to think. It's not a wide receiver, so it has to be a quarterback.
It's a quarterback. That's number 5.
And still active right now.
Still active.
And he comes in at number 5, Russell Wilson?
5. Nope. Getting close. Getting warmer, though. You guys are killing me. I thought this one would be easy.
Cam Newton.
Cam Newton.
Yeah,
58 touchdowns.
Yeah, Cam. That makes sense. Yeah.
He is one of his teammates, formerly of the Giants last year, is on the list at number 7.
Jonathan Stewart.
Yeah, Jonathan Stewart.
11 is probably very difficult. Played for the Vikings last season. Just got signed by the Saints.
Latavius Murray
at 34. Wow. And tied with Latavius Murray, a guy who played for the Niners last year, sort of.
Kinnon?
No.
He does not have that many, right?
No. He had most of his touchdowns for Washington.
Oh, the old guy, the two down banger.
That's right. Undrafted or sixth round pick, something like that.
Come on. I can't think of his name. I know who you're talking about.
He likes to eat his TV counterpart likes to eat cats. Came from, he's an alien, he's furry, he's
Alfred Morris.
Alfred Morris.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
And he's from FAU, from down here, but I like the Alf reference. That's awesome.
I did not get the Alf reference. That lost me.
Were you too young for Alf, John?
I have zero interest in that show.
Well, God.
It's not a great show. I'm sure it doesn't hold up well, but I definitely watched it as a kid.
I definitely did too.
I think we're about the same age, Matt. And I didn't have an interest back then.
How old are you guys?
I watched it as a kid.
How old are you
guys? 37.
It was Jim Henson, wasn't it? I mean, I love Jim Henson.
Wait a second, because Alf was on when I was in college. You guys are talking about kids. Alf was on when I was in college.
Yeah,
I turned 41 in a couple of months.
Oh, okay. I'm 50, so.
Yeah, that one's not getting edited out, Mike. That one's not getting edited out. Sorry. All right, last category.
Okay, cool.
John rocked that one. This one is a similar category. This is top 12 receiving touchdowns active leaders. And I had 3 extra ones for a tiebreaker, so we'll just throw them into this one. I have 15, the top 15 receiving touchdowns active leaders.
Top 15 receiving touchdowns.
And whose turn is it?
John starts.
Should we let somebody else start this time, or do you want me to start again? I don't mind.
I start?
You say 4. We'll go to Jeremy. Hopefully he won't.
Is that like the
this time? And we'll actually play the game.
That's like the people.
You actually want me to take to try to name more than John?
I'll say 5.
John's. Oh Jesus. John's 5. This is good. John's just gonna play.
It's like the whole thing with the Oscars and Emmys who get all those. I'm going to sit out.
Hold on, John sits out.
No. John plays, but Sipes and Jeremy can team up on this one. Use your collective brain power.
Oh, hey, there we go, Jeremy. So do you think the two of us could come up with more than 6?
We need to come up with exactly 6 because he said 5, right?
You can say as many numbers as you want. You can go all the way.
Yeah, I can come back over top if you guys go to 6.
Yeah. Bidding goes until there's no one left that wants to bid.
Jeremy, let's just say 6 and see what he says.
We can definitely do 6, but I don't know. We'll see how this goes.
All right, John.
I kind of want to hear him try and do 6.
Oh my god.
Wrong answer and you're out, so
let's do six.
Well, I mean there's really a couple obvious ones. I mean there's 2 obvious ones right away.
Okay, say them.
Well, Antonio Brown has got to be number 1, right?
Don't say him to them, say him to me. Antonio Brown, I mean there's, I'm not saying this out loud for the contest, but Antonio Brown, AJ Green came to mind pretty quickly, but I'm not saying AJ Green to you.
All right, Antonio Brown is number 4 with 74 touchdowns.
Oh, okay. See, write that down. We got to get this right. And it's only active, correct? Right?
Only active.
But receiving TDs could refer to anybody that catches. Could be a running back, not just a wide receiver.
Oh. Mariota's receipt called a touchdown before.
Yeah, well, one. That's not going to.
Hey.
All right, so Jeremy.
And also tight ends, you know, could be.
Oh, that's too, right. Okay, so
top
Jeremy.
15 so, active receiving touchdown leaders.
Right, you guys got one. You need five more.
All right, Jeremy. Jeremy, so we're supposed to whisper and talk about it?
I don't know how to do it. I just thought it would be fun. All alternate.
Well, it's got
to say names, and yes, I agree, or no.
Yeah, what about Gronk? You got to say Gronk in there, right, if you're going to talk about all positions.
Receiving touchdowns,
yeah.
Active leaders.
Yeah.
I would support you in Rob Gronkowski.
All right, so we're going to say Gronk.
Okay, so I think my list is wrong because I'm pretty sure you're right. Gronk should be on this list.
He's got to be, yeah.
He has like 69 or something, right? Let me see.
Yeah, he's got, yes. I mean, he's close to Antonio Brown career.
He's got 79 for his career. I don't know why. Pop up on this list that I got from.
Woo-hoo!
I got it.
Okay, so we know what we're dealing with now. We got Antonio Brown and Rob Gronkowski.
I might be wrong. So 69, he's on the list.
Okay, so we got two.
You know why he is not on the list?
Why?
Actually, I figured out because he's not an active player. So you guys lose.
He retired.
Oh damn!
I'll give that up.
This was supposed to be a game night. I'm not having fun.
I'm having a lot of fun.
I agreed with Jeremy on AJ Green.
AJ Green is correct at 63.
Yeah, and OBJ.
Julio.
Julio Jones.
Julio Jones is number 13.
OBJ not there. How about Edelman?
Julian Edelman is not on the list.
Ooh, he's been around for a while, so I was hoping.
Well, you didn't even get to five, so you lose.
Even got number
Julio
one.
Julio Jones, though. Yeah.
Number one active, it's not Antonio Brown, huh?
DeAndre Hopkins?
He is on the list, but he comes in at 15 with 46.
Larry Fitzgerald.
Fitzgerald. 116 active career.
Absolutely, with the
you
time.
Said the top 15 guys, right?
Right, so, right. So we're still good, but we lost because of Gronk. So
top 15 active.
There's somebody that's tied with Larry Fitzgerald with 116.
Wow. Is there
He's
really?
Not a wide receiver.
Oh,
Antonio Gates.
Yeah, I was just going to say Gates. Yeah, John, you beat me. I was trying to think who's been in the longest, and that's what I was just about to say Gates. Yeah.
Any other guesses?
Kelsey has a lot of touchdowns.
Kelsey is incorrect.
Yeah, Kelsey's not been around long enough to be up there. There are
three more tight ends on the list. The rest are all.
Is there really? And they have to be active.
Is Brandon Marshall still active, or do you finally retire?
I have him on my list because he hasn't officially retired. He is number three.
What about Demaryius?
Oh, wait.
Yeah, Demaryius Thomas was a thought.
Demaryius Thomas with 62 is number eight on the list.
So wait a second, but you're saying there's three more. I was just going to say tight ends. Jason Witten
there's
just came back.
Yeah. Jason Witten is incorrect.
But he just came back. Man. He's not? All right. Well,
he didn't show up on my list. Greg Olson. So I was going to say incorrect.
But he is back, though.
He might. I don't know how many career touchdowns.
All right. What about Delanie Walker? Delanie Walker?
What?
Delanie Walker as a tight end?
Walker, incorrect.
Hey, but he's so old.
We've got two more tight ends on this list. Number one is number five overall.
So Ertz?
Nope.
God, who the hell is the tight end that's active that's still in there?
He scored a ton of touchdowns.
Is it Reed?
It is not Reed. A ton of touchdowns for the Saints.
Jimmy Graham.
One more tight end at number seven.
Damn.
He scored a lot of touchdowns for the Niners and a fair amount for.
Oh, he plays for the Redskins now.
Yep, Vernon.
Vernon Davis,
yeah.
We have a speed receiver currently on the Eagles.
It's John Jackson.
Nope. One that got hurt last year. He's not a speed receiver.
I'm sorry. My bad.
Mike Wallace, number 10, a 57 touchdown.
Yeah, my mind should have gone to Mike Wallace.
Possession receiver for the – well, I guess he's not a Raven anymore. Where is he now? Where is Crabtree?
He's a free agent right now. Not retired, but he is a free agent.
You did say DeSean Jackson already. He was number 12 of the 53.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, he was on my personal list.
And we have one more coming in at 14. He plays for the Seattle Seahawks.
Does he play
Baldwin.
Doug Baldwin with 49. Got them all. Top 15. What do you think about the different categories, John, for that game?
I kind of like the potpourri. It's definitely more fun for the off season. Like this was,
exactly.
You know, bringing in the jersey sales and stuff and current earnings. That's
fits
our show. Our show MO of this is not going to help you in any way, but it's fun.
Right, exactly. And you know, like March ADP is basically over with, so I figure that was kind of dumb to play with. So
yeah, April's getting released.
April is soon. Yeah,
is it today?
Right now, the mocks are running right now. Well, that's it, you guys. John won another game. Sipes and Madman, you guys, I hope you had fun at least.
I had a lot of fun, and I was just happy that I got some points. Yeah.
Jeremy got a couple with points. A zero, man. So that's great.
Got above zero. You beat a few guests on that we've had on the show for sure.
I appreciate you guys for making me feel even dumber than I did when the show started.
Listen. I mean, it's all about having a good time, and I think we all had a good time tonight.
I didn't take it seriously, dude. I was joking. Yeah, it was great.
That's what this show is for, is to have fun. So glad you guys had fun. One more time, Jeremy, tell everybody where they can find you and your work.
Dynasty Football Factory, Fantasy Pros, and my favorite thing, Dynasty Trades HQ podcast.
And on Twitter at @DFF_Madman. Yes, and Sipes, you too. Tell everybody where they can find you.
Yes, at FF Blitz. And also, like Jeremy said, my favorite thing, Dynasty Trades HQ at Dynasty Trades HQ. Also, you know, I do some stuff with my brother, Greg Sipes. He does all these conventions, and we're going to be in Savannah this weekend. So if anybody's in Savannah, come by and check us out. We're do appearances and everything. We got a whole bunch in the next couple of months. So thanks. It was a lot of fun.
Did you funny that you think this is getting released by this weekend?
Okay, well then, really? Then I'll say, come to we have a whole bunch of conventions in the next couple of months, so come see some of those. You know, if you got any kids that love Teen Titans, Greg is Beast Boy.
Did you want to go ahead and wait? He's the voice of Beast Boy.
My brother is the voice of Beast Boy. Yes, so.
Yeah. Did you want to give the people your phone number so they could text you and find you?
You guys can text me. You can find me. You can do whatever. No, listen, the only reason I mention it is because actually some people have come to the show to see my brother and then they start talking to me. And so I just decided, because I was tweeting it out, I decided to throw it out there. So,
it's a great idea.
A lot of the kids love Beast Boy and I work with him now full time doing these conventions. So if anybody wants to come meet Greg and see me, we're all over the place this summer.
That's awesome. Yeah, I know we have lots of listeners that have kids, so they're into that. Tweet at FF Blitz and go meet up with Beast Boy.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you guys again for listening. Thanks for playing. John wins another episode. John, any parting words before we get out of here?
Well, I'm just happy to clinch my seat in the Tournament of Champions Season 3.
Yeah, in the first episode. Nice, nicely done, sir.
Buddy. I'm coming for you.
Thanks again, everybody, for listening. Again, check out the DLF family of podcast feed, which supports this show. And check out that feed. Check out everything else at DLF. And also, we have three shirts left. Three lousy shirts left. Please come buy them. Only $10. And with that, we'll see you guys next time for another episode of Dynasty Game Night.
Quit trying to calculate the formula.
I know.
When all your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat, and the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. The other Dynasty guys, will they come on to play fake news? And John's name game, well, it's impossible without six clues. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah, you'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night, we'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. With the dummies. Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night, we'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night, Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night, guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can all this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night.